Blog Talk Radio.
And we're live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Von Crusher Smith, Reverend James Von Crusher Smith, former heavyweight champion of the whole wide world. And welcome to our weekly Friday night conference call, crowdfunding. And we're talking, we're glad to have Mr. Woody Ward. And I think we have Mary on the phone as well. And to everyone else, welcome. And, you know, today I had a chance to drive several hours to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and my sponsor and I, Woody Ward, we sit down with another gentleman that's going to be coming down here next Friday, and he has a band, and he used to be my bodyguard when I was real heavily involved in professional boxing. He is my bodyguard. He's a kung fu guy, so he's much smaller than me. So a lot of people look at me and look at him, and they say, well, Von Crusher, you should be his bodyguard, not him being your bodyguard. So it's kind of funny today, and been that way. But a very good friend of mine, Maurice Grady, and he's from Fayetteville. And again, he'll be down in Myrtle Beach next Friday, where we will have a crowdfunding workshop, and we have guest speakers coming in that's been very successful with crowdfunding. And Mary, I think, and I call Mary Sunshine, and a lot of people call her Sunshine. Hope that she'll have a chance to say a couple of things today. We met a few weeks ago, and I think she's going to do very well with We Share Crowdfunding. So I want to tell you all how I got started. It was a little bit before Christmas, and you know, I was all excited about Christmas, and always excited about it. Well, I'm always excited. Every day is Christmas for me. So retired professional boxer, 18 years, and got a few things going on in Myrtle Beach. Well, for a long time, I've had a national mentoring program. I started the foundation of 501c3 many years ago, and so I believe in fundraising, and I do it all the time. Next week we're having a fundraiser with a golf outing in Myrtle Beach on Saturday, June 27th, and so Woody started to send me texts and emails, and Woody has been very faithful. You know, a lot of times, most of the time, I would share an opportunity with Woody, and he would take a look at it, and he would join it. And he supported me for years and years. And so when he started sending me emails, he said, Von Crusher, you need to take a look. And I almost did do it. And so, like I said, I'm very, very busy. And so I finally slowed down long enough to take a look, and I Googled crowdfunding, and I started doing what he asked me to do, and Google crowdfunding, and I found out that this is a huge phenomenon, and many people are using it to raise money, and it's just a few simple things you have to do to be successful. And first of all, you know, you have to believe in the concept of raising money and believe that you deserve an easier way of life and a beautiful way of life. And I think that's important, and allow people to help you. When we share crowdfunding, it's a team effort, it's a community, and I could go on and on, but at this time I want to throw it back to Woody and just let him share it with you. Before I do that, I mentor kids worldwide, and one of the projects I'm working on and want to use crowdfunding for is actually to raise money to build. For a long time, I've wanted to build a museum in Myrtle Beach where people could come, a boxing lesson hall of fame, and I see where I'm going to be able to do that, and by using crowdfunding. So we're going to raise money. We're going to have our event coming up next weekend, and then we're going to start planning for March the 15th, and that's real close to my birthday, April 3rd. And we want to start doing an annual Legends Hall of Fame weekend until we can get that museum built in Myrtle Beach. So this time, Woody, I'm going to throw it back to you and let you share a few words and please. And then if Mary has something to say, we would love to hear from Mary as well. Woody, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Ball Crusher. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to come on the radio show on Friday nights and spend this time here with you and the other guests that come on. But, you know, I was introduced to crowdfunding a while back, and when I first was introduced to it, it was on another platform. It wasn't what we're doing, which is called WeShare Crowdfunding. And my first impression of crowdfunding is when I saw was introduced to it, but I tried to do a project, and I kind of thought that crowdfunding didn't work. And a good friend of mine, he came on, and he told me about this company called WeShare Crowdfunding. He started sending me emails, and, you know, sometimes when people send you something that maybe, you know, you think you know everything about it, we become subject matter experts pretty fast sometimes. And that's kind of what I did with crowdfunding. And he kept sending it to me, and you know, I kind of ignored it. But then one day he sent me a message and said, hey, do you have anything you need to raise funds for? Now, I don't know about you or any of the listeners on the line, but I truly believe that everybody has something that they need to raise funds for. And, you know, my thing that I needed to raise funds at that time was I needed to get a bus fixed, either transmission or buy a new bus. But as I go around and talk to people, I mean, sometimes people say, well, I really don't have anything to raise funds for. And I say, well, that must mean that, you know, you're living debt-free. You've got your kids' college funds all the way filled up that's going to get them through college. You know, maybe you got your grandkids' college funds paid off. Or if you've already had kids that went through school, you know, they incur a lot of debt. My daughter just finished her freshman year, but when I did the orientation, you know, they told me that it would be $72,000 by the time that she ended her 4 years. And I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money. And, you know, to saddle a child with that type of debt as soon as they come out of college, you know, to me, that's just not the right thing to do. So I kind of looked at crowdfunding as not only to help myself out, but also to help my daughter get through her college. And hopefully when she comes out of it, we could have either paid it off or taken a big chunk out of it by using WeShare Crowdfunding. But back to the story, Marching. When he asked me that question resonated with me because I knew at that time that I needed money, and I did not know where I was going to get it from. So I answered him back, and I said, yes, I need to get a new bus. And he said, take a look at WeShare Crowdfunding, and he sent me a video. And I looked at the video, and, you know, once I look at something, I'm that type of guy that I'm going to go on, and I'm going to Google it, I'm going to search about it, I'm going to look at some other stuff. And that's what I did. I did my own due diligence on WeShare Crowdfunding. And when I was done, I called mine and I said, hey, man, this might just work. And, you know, I got started back of last year on Thanksgiving. And once I got started and I started talking to other people, and, you know, I kept it simple. A lot of times we go out and we can really complicate things. We look into them too much. And I said, I kept it simple, and I just asked people the same question that Monty asked me. Hey, do you have anything that you need to raise funds for? It was that simple. And since I got started with me talking to a person who's talked to a couple people, you know, I've been able to have over 200 people start projects that they're trying to get something accomplished, you know. So we're putting together this community of people that we are all working toward the same goal, and that is accomplishing our project. And, again, a project can be anything. You know, mine's the bus. My daughter's is the college. Monty's is help feed the hungry. I have people who just want to just get out of debt. They say they can't even help anybody, Bone Crusher, until they get out of debt. And there's a lot of people out there like that. They have to help themselves before they can help others. And, you know, I listen to a lot of motivational speakers, and, you know, they say that once you get past the money thing, the biggest thing that really you can do is to start helping others. And that's where they get you know, their gratitude from is from helping other people and being able to do things for people. And, you know, and that's where we're at now. We're starting this out. The crowdfunding we share is new. And, you know, I truly believe that in the next year, WeShare crowdfunding is going to explode. And we see that happening right now. But a lot of people are going to start turning to crowdfunding in their communities to help them be able to accomplish whatever their project is. And people, just remember, a project is not like a Home Depot project or a Lowe's project. It's not you want to build something or add something to your porch or an addition. A project can be anything. Hey, if you need a new car, that's a project. If you need to get some money to pay your mortgage. I mean, we have a guy who is wildly successful in WeShare crowdfunding, and that is what his project was when he first started. And right now he's super successful in it, and he's the one that's going to be coming down to Myrtle Beach next week and talking to people and doing the presentation for Bone Crusher at his event. But he needed money for his rent. He said he was like 4 or 5 months, whatever it is, back on his mortgage. Where they were going to take the house. So hey, that's what he needed, and he went out and he used crowdfunding to get it. With that, Bone Crusher, I believe we got Monty on the line, and Monty again is the gentleman that brought me or introduced me to WeShare crowdfunding, and I'm very thankful that he did. But I just want to bring him on the line, and you know, every week he comes on and so graciously talks about what crowdfunding is and the different types. And so, Monty, can you just come on and just give us a briefing on, you know, what crowdfunding is and, you know, what your project is and what you see it doing?
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing with this today, man?
Amen, I can hear it.
Yes, I've been out and about and kind of on the phone. Looks like I got a little headset trouble, but looks like Woody pretty much summed it up, what we're trying to do, what crowdfunding is really all about. No need to get into technical details. I think that's where a lot of people are losing it at. But this week I've been talking to, you know, people across the country about the concept. And the main thing is it's fundraising. And people, I guess, get off on just different tangents trying to create something that doesn't exist. All it is we're setting up projects or starting projects where we need to raise money for it. And instead of soliciting individual people, we're sharing it with people with a project. And we share that money within a community. And it's a simple process of asking a question. And we got several little short videos that we can let people watch. And they can see how they can apply this little community principle to raising funds for their project. Well, here we go. The platform is available in 170 countries. We have an e-wallet, a debit card, in which you take your donations out front with. It's a very simple process, and I think as more and more people realize that we, the people, can be empowered to make changes in our own lives, this platform, this concept is really going to take off worldwide. And I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm dealing with people from veterans projects to, as Woody said, well, people just need a paycheck on Friday. They've been laid off from work. People short in their retirement income. There are lots of church groups coming on with different types of projects within the church and within the community. So the word is starting to get out. And one thing I like to emphasize with this particular platform and concept is it's new. I mean, there's no other platform out there with a community distribution formula like we have. And we, as the platform exists today, is only about 6 months old. So we got a lot of growth to do, a lot of building to do, and you're not a day late or a dollar short, as they say. I mean, get in now, get your project started, and start receiving put yourself in a position to receive donations from around the world. Several conversations this week, I mean, we really have to take a deep breath and a step back and realize we're in the forefront of something that's never been done before. I mean, a person starting a project can reach out to people from around the world and create unlimited donations. I mean, all types of projects, as Woody said, big or small, can be funded now. Now, nothing's going to happen in the first 6 hours or the first 6 weeks. But we've been working on projects in the community and the church family for years. So set your project up and let's get started. So with that, Woody, I'll send it back to you and the champ.
Thank you, Molly. I appreciate you coming on with us tonight. And, Bob Crusher, we're sending it back to you.
Thank you, Molly and Woody. And, again, both of you guys are going to be in Myrtle Beach next Friday, and we're going to do a workshop with crowdfunding, and we just want to continue to invite as many people as possible. We're going to have a guest speaker, Mark Hamlin from Richmond, Virginia. He's receiving donations on the 7th floor, and, you know, that's a big deal, and that's the, you know, that's what I want to do, start receiving donations on the 7th floor. And so after this event coming up, my golf term and everything, I'm going to hit the road and start doing workshops around the country. But I think I'm going to really concentrate in doing workshops throughout North and South Carolina, where there's a lot of people, kind of cut down a lot of my traveling, and whenever I need to, just go outside of those two states. And I'm very excited about We Share Crowdfunding. And I met a young lady probably a couple of weeks ago near Wilmington, and she's on the line. She's my special guest tonight on the call, and we're going to give her a chance to say a couple words, and if she'd like to. And she's taking a good look at We Share Crowdfunding, and I've assured her that I was going to help her if she made a decision to join our team. Mary, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Would you like to say a couple words?
Well, I'm just grateful to be online tonight and just listen to all of the guest speakers that are speaking, and just encouraging me to step out on faith and John Sharecroppers, you know. And I'm just looking forward to Friday to listen to the speakers and just encourage myself more to just to go out there. I do have a project that I would love to do, so this is a great opportunity for me. And thank you for sharing it with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for those words, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon. And, Woody, do we have anybody else out there? You can see the board.
We got a caller on. I can bring a caller on. I really don't know who it is. 310 number.
That's a California number, I believe.
Yeah, they joined us. I don't. They're not pressing one to say that they have something. So, caller, if you have a testimony or you want to speak on the call, press one and we'll bring you on.
Yeah, Mary, do you have any questions?
Well, are you going to be there on Friday?
I plan to.
Okay, well, I make myself known.
Okay, right. Could you tell us a little bit about your project? What you like to do?
When I lived in Indiana, I was a foot care specialist, and I was my goal was always to buy an RV and go around to the different little towns that didn't have a foot care specialist or podiatrist. So my project have always been I wanted to buy an RV, just like the Red Cross go around, and then just go into that area and do foot care. So that's always been a goal. It's always been a project for me. And so when I heard about We Share crowdfunding, that right there had just blew up a light bulb back in my head, and I felt like that my dream will be able to come true. So I'm excited about it.
Okay, excellent. Awesome. Where about in Indiana are you from?
I lived in Fort Wayne for about 20 years, and then a town in Indianapolis outside of the suburbs of Carmel, Indiana.
Okay. Well, great. that's what it's all about. It's, you know, about that passion and purpose in life. You have one, and, you know, you set your goal, and we work towards it. That's it. Is that simple?
Yes.
All right, guys. 310, who we got on the line?
Hi, this is Demetria Hayes.
Demetria, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, great. This is Woody.
Hi, Woody, and everyone else on the line. I'm glad to be on the line tonight. I've been pretty busy across California and North Carolina, Detroit, and Atlanta, but I'm able to, you know, tap in tonight, just listen to, you know, what others, you know, are saying about We Crowdfunding, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, excellent. As you're traveling around the country, hopefully there will be some meetings in the locations where you're traveling, so you'll be able to pop in and, you know, see something live and maybe bring in a few people.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's your home base, California?
North Carolina. North Carolina right now, but in September it'll be California.
Okay. Well, I mean, let us invite you to come down to Myrtle Beach. That's not far from North Carolina. I was in North Carolina today.
Oh, okay.
And Woody and Monty lives in North Carolina. And, yeah. And Mary did too.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's where I am right now. So, yeah, I'm ready to start. I do know a lot of people who have projects, so just got to get them, you know, in front of you guys, share the good information with them.
Yeah. Well, all right, Woody, with that said, and guests, Monty, Mary, we're going to shut it down. It's at the bottom of the hour, and we put our time in 30 minutes in tonight, and it was a great call, and thanks to everyone that had something to say tonight, and very informative. But I think, you know, we need to reach out a little bit more, and I know I plan to reach out more. I mean, the tools are great, but they're just as good as the amount that we used to. So I think this is what we're doing here on Friday night is a great tool, and to plug people in and to. There's several calls, there's several videos we can plug into. The key thing is plug in, and you don't have to do it by yourself. I think that's one of the things that new people are missing. Like, they got to do it by themselves. And really, the less you do and the less you talk, and especially in the beginning, the better off and the quicker you go get off to a quick start. And just putting the opportunity in front of someone that can answer the questions, and I think people will be ready to go and get excited. That's very duplicatable, and that's the key. Duplication is the key. So with that said, we're going to shut it down for the night, and we look forward to seeing you all again next Friday night, and feel free to invite as many guests as possible. You guys have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.